local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 38 now at FM Talk 106.5, but warming up and some rain in the forecast. Dr. Bill has more coming up right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pinsenton Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, they've been on the scene of an accident, a car in a ditch with entrapment at Grand Bay Wilmer Road and Creel Road for about 30 minutes. An accident with injuries. Avoid that area if you can, but it's again right by the Chevron gas station. Just be patient. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months. Model 8377. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for occasional showers with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:06, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Dr. Bill's on the way. Also, Captain Bobby Averscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fisher Report. And coming up right after 8 o'clock, it's Senior Bowl time. You said, what, 10 days out from it?
Yeah, it won't be long. And we get to talk to Jim Nagy today, the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's at 8:05. Then Rob Holbert from Land Nav joins us at 8:30. Busy morning here on Mobile Mornings. We're glad you're here. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Good morning. It's 7:07 on your Thursday morning. Parents, students, and teachers breathing a sigh of relief after a Mobile County student is arrested after... online threats. Mobile police say the student allegedly threatened to shoot up Causey Middle School on Wednesday. That threat was made on social media and then it was shared repeatedly. The post warned parents not to send their children to school on January 16th, which of course was yesterday, and that other threats against the school had been copycats. The suspect is not being named at this hour. There was, though, an increased police presence at the school throughout the day, understandably. New year and new town hall. Congressman Bradley Byrne is holding his first town hall meeting of the year, and you and your friends and your family, anyone you know, invited. Mark your calendar for Friday, January 18th at 10 a.m. in Tillman's Corner at the Tillman's Corner Community Center. That's located at 5055 Carroll Plantation Road. The town hall meeting is, as I said, open to the public and free to attend. Speaking of Representative Byrne, I saw this morning and shared it last hour. It's so good, I'm going to share it again. On his Twitter feed, he tweeted, "I'm a man of my word and follow through today on my wager with Representative Cunningham on the Alabama-Clemson game. I delivered him with six of the finest Alabama brewed beers in a nice U of Alabama bag. I think we may have a few more Alabama-Clemson games in our future. Hashtag Roll Tide." Then the next tweet, about 12 hours ago, says, "For those wondering, Representative Cunningham received beers from at Fairhope Brewing, at Back 40 Beer, at GP Brewing, at Serta Brewing, at Avondale Brewing, and at Haint Blue Brew at Alabama Brewers." And then he recommends in the next tweet, "And Joe, be sure to keep the beers off the house floor this time." So I tweeted Representative Byrne and said, "Very nicely done. Just mentioned on FM Talk 106.5. We'd love to know how you picked each flavor, Representative Byrne, hashtag Mobile Mornings." He said, "Just wanted a selection from across the state, but used the Take the Causeway IPA to explain the dire need for a new I-10 bridge." Well played. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5, once again with the power of social media.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So, while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC, qualifications and rules may apply.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Food delivery drivers are finding themselves the target of robberies in Pensacola. Four delivery drivers have been robbed at gunpoint in the past 5 days. Two teenagers have been arrested. Police expect to make more arrests. Mobile Fire Rescue investigates 5 fires in 3 days at vacant homes. While we do not know the cause of the fires, investigators say there is one trend they see this time of year.
Got a rash of cold weather. Really cold weather, so you could have people seeking shelter in vacant structures.
Former Alabama State Representative Ed Henry is facing up to 10 years in federal prison. He pleaded guilty this week to theft of government property. Henry admitted his company was involved in a Medicare kickback and bribery scheme. The Republican from Hartselle is best known for leading the impeachment push against former Governor Robert Bentley. Lawmakers in Florida will consider a bill that would restrict abortions in the state. House Bill 235 would prohibit doctors from performing an abortion if there is a heartbeat detected. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook, or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Good morning, 712 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Just last week, Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts announced that he had entered the transfer portal, which everyone's been wondering what the transfer portal actually looks like. He visited Maryland last week, was looking at Miami also, but yesterday, quarterback Hurts announced that he will transfer to Oklahoma. Made that announcement in an essay in the Players Tribune. Hurts wrote, "Now, I'm Bama for life, and that right there will never change. But it's also time for me to start a new chapter in my story. I'm very fortunate to have this opportunity, and I'm excited for the journey ahead." Because Hurts has already graduated, he got his degree in December, he is eligible to play immediately for the Sooners next season as a graduate transfer. He'll have 1 year of eligibility remaining after playing 3 seasons for the Crimson Tide. Alabama co-defensive coordinator Tosh Lupoi is heading to the NFL. Bruce Feldman of TheAthletic.com tweeted that Lupoi is going to take a job on the Cleveland Browns staff coaching the defensive line. Former Alabama quarterback Freddie Kitchens was just named the Browns head coach last week. Feldman added that Lupoi was a huge recruiting force for the Tide. He was the primary recruiter for Tua Tagovailoa, Jonah Williams, Raquan Davis, Najee Harris, and more. ESPN reports that Pete Golding, who is Alabama's co-defensive coordinator, is likely to be elevated to the primary coordinator and play-calling role. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn beat Texas A&M 85-66. Bryce Brown led the Tigers with 22 points. They've now won 2 straight after losing to Ole Miss 1 week ago. South Carolina rallied from 12 points down to defeat Vanderbilt 74-71. And Alabama beat Missouri on the road 70-60. The Tide were led in scoring by the coach's son, Avery Johnson Jr. Jr. put up 14 points in the win. Tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars teams are back on the court. The men's team will host Georgia State at the Mitchell Center here in Mobile. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m., while the women's team will play at Georgia State, with the game set to begin at 5. In the NBA, James Harden scored 58 points in the Houston Rockets' 145-142 overtime loss to the Brooklyn Nets in Houston. It gives him back-to-back games with at least 55 points after scoring 57 on Monday. Harden is the first player to score at least 55 points in back-to-back games since Wilt Chamberlain back in 1962. And Stephen Curry scored 41 points while the Golden State Warriors beat New Orleans 147-140.
Curry launches again.
Curry made 9 3-pointers last night to become the first player in NBA history to make 8 or more threes in 3 straight games. Quarter after 7 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, by the way, just a side note, a way to waste some time today. Transfer portals. Saw this on Twitter about 5 days ago. The missus put this out from Bunky Perkins on Twitter. Your transfer portal name. Here's how you generate it. It's your first car and the closest river to your house. All right, so your first car and the closest river to your house. I am Bronco 2 Dog. That's my transfer portal name. Y'all work on yours, and we'll talk about it when we get back.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for occasional showers with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good, like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Women of all ages, backgrounds, and branches have served honorably in our military. As veterans, they continue to serve their communities across the nation. They've been trained to support others, but some may not know where to turn when they need help. The Women's Veterans Call Center, 855-VA-WOMEN, is a free confidential resource that helps connect women to VA healthcare resources. Call center reps are women and most are veterans. 855-VA-WOMEN.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
At 718 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. On the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has got rain in our weekend forecast. He'll tell you when and how much rain, and also some cold temps coming to the Gulf Coast here by the end of the weekend. All that coming up at around 7:35. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly Findlay.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. 7:19 on your Thursday morning. Bundle up this morning. News from the northwest portion of our country, and this headline has Alabama ties as Montana authorities have identified the person who died when an SUV crashed into a snowmobile. The victim has been identified as a 60-year-old man from Alabama. The Gallatin County coroner and their officials said on Wednesday that Michael Najar of Five Points was declared dead as a result of the crash in West Yellowstone. The collision happened on Monday when the snowmobile carrying two riders failed to stop at a stop sign while in town. The other rider was flown to a hospital in Idaho Falls, Idaho, and was in critical condition at last check. It's not immediately clear as to who was driving, but the police chief says that both riders were visiting there. They were on vacation, and they just rented that snowmobile. Back here in the Port City, the investigation continues into who fired shots into a vehicle and a home, and a mom and child were inside that car. The Mobile Police Department says that around noon on Tuesday, officers responded to Seabreeze Road East in reference to a shots fired complaint. The victim reported that a man that she did know fired shots into her vehicle while she and her child were inside that vehicle. Officers also discovered that bullets went through a close-by occupied home in that area. As for the suspect, they took off. So if you have information which could help police, you are encouraged to give Mobile Police a call. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 720 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll talk about the big groundbreaking yesterday for the newest part of the Airbus family, the A220 being assembled here in Mobile. Big deal. It means lots of jobs for our area. Also, a big deal going on tonight. Event happening tonight at, the family of Cottage Hill Package and also Havana Rays. They are the same family, the Maness family. And so they've got events going on both ends of the town. This one, a Perdomo cigar event that's tonight at 6 o'clock. Havana Rays Back Lounge at Cottage Hill Package. You can purchase 4 Perdomo Habana BBA cigars, and you'll be entered into a raffle to win their bourbon barrel aged humidor. So you've got the humidor. It has the bourbon essence in the wood. That's not bad. By the way, it's valued at $3,500. So if you come out tonight, this is at 6 o'clock to the back lounge, you purchase 4 of the Perdomo Habana BBA cigars. You're entered each time into the raffle to win that $3,500 humidor. If you buy 10, you'll receive 3 raffle tickets. Or if it's time to stock up on Perdomos, you can take this beautiful humidor home, buy a 24-count box, and receive 10 raffle tickets. This thing holds up to 150 large ring gauge cigars, so stop by and check it out. And during the event, if you'll buy 5 Perdomo cigars, you'll get one free. And by the way, too, bring your appetite, because the Maness family is going to have their traditional Cuban cuisine, and Ray, who does fantastic Cuban cooking, I'm just, let me side off on that. Mm-hmm. It is awesome. They're offering a great time, great prizes, dinner too. And while you're there, stock up on your Mardi Gras supplies, if that happens to be craft beers or a fine wine or maybe a bottle of spirits. Cottage Hill Package has the largest selection of craft beers, wine, spirits, and the largest selection of hand-wrapped cigars in the city. Cottage Hill Package at the corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. Also online at cottagehillpackage.com, and make sure to like them on Facebook. All right, yesterday it was groundbreaking time as Mayor Cindy Simpson had this to say. I think there's pretty heady stuff here. Well, maybe he doesn't. Is he lost for work? Okay, there.
And now, with the addition of the second assembly line, one that will produce the A220, Mobile is poised to do something that no one even dreamed about that could happen. And that was, when combined with the production of the A320 family, the 220, we're going to achieve something, and that will be that we will be looked upon as the fourth largest commercial aviation production site in the world.
Pretty heady stuff there. Fourth largest in the world. I mean, this is a really big, big deal. I've heard the number go between 400 and 600 new jobs that should come with the A220 production facility. Mm-hmm. And we know that the suppliers for those companies will show up as well. That's how that works. They show up. But also, there's probably going to be the effect of, when you get to be the fourth largest aircraft production facility in the world, other companies will say, hey, it looks like it's working for them there. Mm-hmm. There may be the chance of them coming in as well. So really great news. It was already the A330 was a big deal, but with the 220 in the mix, it gets us to a point where we are on the absolute global radar when it comes to aircraft manufacturing here in South Alabama.
And not just the employees who actually clock in, but how about all the families that are going to move here, and that will help bolster our economic growth. I mean, that is a big deal countywide and beyond. And some of these people who move here from other countries, is very cool, because you have an international flair. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win all the way around, and it really bolsters our community. And that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And one of the things that we've talked about, we were talking about yesterday on the midday show, these jobs come in and they are the jobs you can build a middle-class family from, which means huge things for an economy beyond just adding jobs, which, I mean, all jobs are good, but when you add these kind of jobs, it really does have a sea change effect on the economy, and it's just more great news.
And also some great news was the fireworks that they shot off afterwards.
That's right.
They said that the fireworks stole the show. I know there was a great picture of the groundbreaking, and about half of the groundbreaking crew there, as they were breaking ground, turned around because the fireworks display was just so outstanding. outstanding.
So we'll talk about this more going forward. And it was interesting, too, to see that the customers of Airbus, there were three of them there, you know, it says a lot about your product when the customer, so people that got to pay for the thing are coming to tell the city how much they like the product. And I thought that was pretty good. And now I just would put this out like I did on Twitter yesterday. Delta Airlines, I'm excited too. Y'all fly some more flights out of here, please. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can have some more airplanes, get some more flights out of here. All right. Also on the way, we'll check in with Dr. Bill, and we'll get into discussion with Rob Holbert about this and a lot more with the City of Mobile coming up at 8:30. Rob's with Lanyap. All right. Rudy Giuliani saying yesterday he never denied President Trump's campaign colluded with the Russian government during the 2016 campaign, only that the president himself was not involved in any collusion. Now, this is one of the stories popping up from yesterday. Here is Giuliani. He says this.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign. I have no idea if there, I have not. I said the President of the United States. There is not a single bit of evidence the President of the United States committed the only crime you could commit here, conspired with the Russians to hack the DNC.
And that's one of the things that has kind of framed this discussion. Insiders are saying that the Mueller report is going to be anticlimactic. In other words, maybe no, you know, direct link here. Giuliani must know something that he's starting to cage the language a little bit. That's in an interview with Chris Cuomo on CNN on Cuomo Primetime. Giuliani, former New York mayor and Trump attorney, says he doesn't know if other people in the campaign, including former campaign manager Paul Manafort, were working with the Kremlin during the 2016 presidential race. But he just says he knows that the president wasn't. A person familiar with the matter said last week that Manafort, while serving as President Trump's or then candidate Trump's campaign manager, tried to send internal polling data from the Trump campaign to the Kremlin, supporting Ukrainian oligarchs through his association with them. But once again, that's a Manafort thing, and what Giuliani's saying, and maybe this is starting to be the advance guard of what won't come out in the Mueller report, is that it has nothing to do with President Trump, and it might have to do with players that were part of that campaign. We'll talk about that more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as well. All right, heads up here. If you have not yet voted, speaking of Washington, not yet voted in our online opinion poll question, when will the government reopen? We'd love you to do that. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. It's the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Where are we looking at? I didn't see anything yesterday that made me think that we're any closer.
No, I don't think so, and that's why the numbers are still about the same as they've been for the last couple days. The question, when do you think it'll end? The results right now, 0% said within a week, which is good because that's come over, and gone at this point. By the end of January, has the most votes. Half of everyone that's voted says that the shutdown will end by the end of January. That's coming up less than 2 weeks, or right about 2 weeks before we're out of January. And then in 1 to 3 months, got 33% of the vote. In 3 to 6 months, 10% of the vote. 2% say that it won't reopen by the end of 2019, and 4% say the government will never reopen.
Sound like their spirit. All right, 728 FM Talk 106.5. And if you're coughing and hacking like I am this morning, just get some chocolate. According to a new study, chocolate may be a better cough suppressant than actual cough medicine. That's a delicious idea, isn't it? According to this new study, they said 160 people with coughs, they gave them either cough medicine with codeine or chocolate-based medicine called Rococo. 2 days later, the people who used the chocolatey stuff reported a significant improvement in their symptoms compared to the people who took normal cough medicine. So, chocolate.
I'll take the cough medicine.
Without the chocolate?
I don't like chocolate.
What am I going to do with it, Finley? 729 FM Talk.
That's the cough medicine.
Yes, that's right. Well, you mix them together. It'll be good. What a treat. Coming up, we got Dr. Bill, and News 5 is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Today is 6 months since the disappearance of a Mobile mother. Family and friends will mark the occasion tonight with a vigil for Daniela Vian at Medal of Honor Park. Vian was last seen July 17th at the Shell gas station on Government Boulevard near I-65. The car she was driving, a blue Chevy Cruze, is also missing. An Alabama law preventing the removal of Confederate monuments from public property has been overturned. A circuit court judge ruled a 2017 state state law banning the removal of such monuments violates free speech. There are Confederate monuments in 56 Alabama counties. Lawmakers in Florida will consider a bill that would restrict abortions in the state. House Bill 235 would prohibit doctors from performing an abortion if there is a heartbeat detected. The Mid-Bay Bridge in Destin has reopened to limited traffic. The bridge closed last week after crews discovered corrosion on the bridge spans. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward's today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
As federal security agencies face furloughs over the partial government shutdown, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asks President Trump to postpone his State of the Union address.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen pushing back, insisting that her department is fully prepared to support and secure the State of the Union. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy accusing Pelosi of playing politics.
Correspondent Jason Carroll, storms in the West are taking their toll. John Lawrence reports.
Heavy rains pounding parts of California, including spots scorched from last year's wildfires. That's causing mudslide and flooding threats. Blizzard conditions are blanketing the Sierra Nevada mountain range. Some areas could see up to 6 feet of snow.
Ice and snow is forecast through this weekend from the Midwest to the Northeast. Michigan State University has accelerated the resignation of interim president John Engler and says the move is effective immediately. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Hyundai and Kia are moving ahead with a recall of about 168,000 vehicles to fix a fuel pipe problem that can cause engine fires. The problem stems from improper repairs during previous recalls for engine failures. Attempts to bring feature film production back to the city best known for it appear to be paying off. The number of movie production days spent filming in and around Los Angeles rose 12.2% last year. California officials have been fighting a flight of productions in recent years as competing states like Georgia and New York offer generous subsidies and tax breaks. Royal Ahold is testing robotic grocery stores in Boston with San Francisco-based startup RoboMart. The grocer Stop and Shop stores will deploy a roving automated convenience store where consumers can pick out their own produce and other grocery items. Payment and ordering will be made through an app. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. Two cigarettes, three cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to get rid of them. Gave the Juul a real chance and found out I liked it. Found out it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschrodt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so it's in the upper 30s this morning, but you have some warmer air on the way today.
Yeah, really going to warm up nicely. We got the 62 yesterday. Looks like about 65 for this afternoon. There's just a slight chance we could see a shower during the afternoon hours. As for tonight, a few showers are possible, and we also could see some fog develop after midnight, low tonight to say in the 50s. So quite a bit warmer tonight as the wind will be out of the southwest. And that means more moisture coming into the air, and tomorrow we should be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy, more humid, but temperatures up around 70 degrees for Friday afternoon. Now, after that, we've got some interesting weather for our area. Saturday, big storm system will battle the Great Plains and across Arkansas, Tennessee, and it'll head on to the Mid-Atlantic states. For our area, it'll be rain on Saturday, numerous showers, maybe a thunderstorm or two, and kind of a windy day out of the southwest. Temperatures will be up near 70 degrees. Now, the rain will continue on into Saturday evening, then a cold front will come through, and this will be a strong one, an Arctic front, and it's going to be much colder for Sunday. Sunday, mostly sunny, only around 50, could possibly stay in the upper 40s, and then Sunday night, freeze for the area, down around 30. Many areas will get into the upper 20s for Sunday night into Monday morning. Monday, kind of cool day, only 55, but sunny. And then warm up rapidly. It won't be as cold Monday night. Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a few showers. And we'll see temperatures in the upper 50s to the mid-60s. So a rather quick cold snap for the area for Sunday and Monday. And then we warm up the middle of next week.
Does look like the wind is a component this weekend. I saw in the advance here that big winds before the front gets here, and then afterwards, that 25-mile-an-hour gust or so on Sunday, that's enough to tighten. You better tighten the hat down before you go outside.
Yeah, it's going to feel a lot colder, too. If the temperature's up around 48 or 50 degrees, it's going to probably feel like it's in the 30s during the day. But, yeah, the wind is going to be very gusty out of the south on Saturday and then switch around to the north on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill. Remind folks, too, if they have not picked up a copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, where they could go to do that.
Yeah, if you're over on the Eastern Shore in Fairhope, Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate. Also, Autocraft Collision Centers in Baldwin County and Robertsdale Power Equipment. Here in Mobile, West Marine, also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road, also Robert Moore Christmas Town. I also want to give thanks to a few of our advertisers that make the Almanac possible, and that's Alabama Power, Chemco Metal Buildings, Sexton Landscaping, and also the good folks over at Smith Electric.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, his forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Have you all heard about the discussion of Megacoda?
Yes.
It's not the new transformer. No, It's the idea of Megacoda, combining North and South Dakota into one. It was on Gordon Deal's show the other day. National news sources are talking about it. Did you realize that's an idea that started right here in Mobile?
Really?
No.
At McGill-Tulin. Go Jackets. We'll have more on that coming up with Rob Holbert at 8:30. His Damn the Torpedoes column in the brand new Land app lays out how a student at McGill-Tulin came up with the idea that has set the Dakotas on their ear right now.
Of course, Roberto knows.
We'll tell you more about that coming up in just about an hour. We'll check in with Kelly for headlines next.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form, present a valid Social Security number, and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. 7:40 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Thursday style. Glad to have you here along, Dr. Bill, Kane, Dalton, Kelly.
Yes.
And y'all on the text line, it's been popping this morning. I've enjoyed this as people are giving me their transfer portal names. You know, and that was, you take the transfer, this popped up on Twitter about 5-6 days ago, Bunky Perkins on Twitter. I don't know if that's the real name, but Bunky said, your transfer portal name generator, you take the name of your first vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and then for the last name, the closest river you live to. So for me, it was Bronco to Dog, which... defensive lineman, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, for
and that's
sure.
That's what I played in high school. So
sounds like a defensive play call.
Bronco to Dog.
Right.
Go. Now, so that's mine. Yours would be?
I have to work on that. I've moved a lot.
Dalton?
I guess it would be F-150. creeks don't count, right? Because I'm closest to Halls Mill Creek.
Yeah, I mean, it could be F-150 Halls Mill Creek, but I would say Dog. Halls Mill is part of the Dog River watershed.
Okay,
so
then I'll go F-150 Dog.
That's pretty strong. I think,
and I'm transferring to Hawaii.
Is that where you're going?
That's where I'm going. Yeah,
you're a heck of a linebacker. F-150 Dog.
Thank you.
Is it based on a body of water near you now, or that was your first vehicle?
So your first vehicle name,
uh-huh.
and then the closest river that you live to now. I can tell you your last name is Mobile because I know where where you live
exactly. Okay, so then it'd be a Ford Escort.
Escort Mobile. We'll call it there. Escort Mobile. Receiver.
Such a
receiver.
I've got some hands and some speed.
All right. Tell y'all, keep them up on the text line at 343-0106. That's your transfer name portal generator. You give us the name of your first vehicle and the closest river you live to. 7:42, time for some actual news. Here's headlines
it's
with
like
Kelly.
I want to transform and roll out.
That's right.
Well, you know what? I'm sticking with the theme, actually. I love the way you did this. You just hooked me up. Okay, so a former NFL Hall of Famer turned newsy is wading into the partial shutdown waters. Let me set the scene for you. So as we know, it's customary when a team wins a championship, they visit the White House. But because of the shutdown, President Trump said via tweet, because of the shutdown, I served them massive amounts of fast food. I paid over 1,000 hamburgers, etc. Within 1 hour, it was all gone. Great guys and big eaters. Of course, the team are talking about Clemson Tigers. Well, insert Michael Strahan, the GMA Day co-host and former New York Giants great, has invited the championship-winning team to a dinner in New York City. And he says he will pay for their meal. He says, quote, I would like to invite the Clemson Tiger football team here for a great meal. Whoever can make it will hook you up with lobster, whatever you want. We're going to take care of you. We're going to give you the proper meal that you deserve because that was one great game, a great accomplishment. The Clemson Tigers on their end have yet to respond. He's a former football player. Does he not know how these young men eat, especially in college? They're probably going to bring some doggy bags.
Yeah, they could take some calories in.
That's very true. Let's bring it back here to the Gulf Coast, as it's an exciting day in the city of Pritchard, as residents there are going to get their first look at the city's new fire trucks in less than 15 minutes. That's happening today at the A.J. Cooper Municipal Complex at 8 a.m. A public christening ceremony is also scheduled. That will happen at noon. You know, it's been a long time coming for the city after the Pritchard City Council finally approved the purchase of these two new trucks. And if you want to not only cheer on our mighty, mighty firefighters, you also can do so with your name in lights, as the fire department says they're going to allow you to autograph the fire hoses on the trucks this morning. If you do that, will you please take a picture and tweet us? I would love to see that because Sean asked last hour if this was a first of its kind. I would like to know. I would like to see this. And then real quickly, across the bay in Baldwin County, an Alberta favorite opening their doors once again, the Roadkill Cafe was forced to close after a fire engulfed a portion of the restaurant, which the owner believes was a result of an electrical issue. Fire happened back on January 8th around 11:30 p.m. And get this, a firefighter returning home from a late dinner saw smoke coming from the building on Highway 98. It took about 2 hours to put the fire out. Owner Mike Williams says if he hadn't noticed that smoke, it would have been a total loss. The fire departments did a fantastic job. God was on my side. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Food delivery drivers are finding themselves the target of robberies in Pensacola. Four delivery drivers have been robbed at gunpoint in the past 5 days. Two teenagers have been arrested. Police expect to make more arrests. Mobile Fire Rescue investigates 5 fires in 3 days at vacant homes. While we do not know the cause of the fires, investigators say there is one trend they see this time of year.
Got a rash of cold weather, so you could have people seeking shelter in vacant structures.
Former Alabama State Representative Ed Henry is facing up to 10 years in federal prison. He pleaded guilty this week to theft of government property. Henry admitted his company was involved in a Medicare kickback and bribery scheme. The Republican from Hartsell is best known for leading the impeachment push against former Governor Robert Bentley. Lawmakers in Florida will consider a bill that would restrict abortions in the state. House Bill 235 would prohibit doctors from performing an abortion if there is a heartbeat detected. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. Even though we've retired our tennis shoe business, we're still the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and we're excited for what's to come. On Thursday, Friday, January 17th, 18th, the MSA presents the Alabama High School Athletic Association's South Regional Bowling Tournament, taking place at Camellia Lanes, with the young athletes competing to qualify for the Alabama State Championship. For more info, visit AHSAA.com. Go all out. We do.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Looks like Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts has made his decision. He's headed to Oklahoma. Hurts made his decision and announced it yesterday in an essay in the Players Tribune that he's going to be an Oklahoma Sooner. He wrote, "Now I'm Bama for life, and that right there will never change, but it's also time for me to start a new chapter in my story. I'm very fortunate to have this opportunity, and I'm excited for the journey ahead." Because Hurts earned his degree in December, he is immediately eligible to play next season for the Sooners as a graduate transfer. He'll have 1 year of eligibility remaining after 3 seasons playing for the Crimson Tide. Alabama defensive coordinator Tosh Lupoi is headed to the NFL. Bruce Feldman of TheAthletic.com tweeted that Lupoi is going to take a job on the Cleveland Browns staff coaching the defensive line. This comes just after former Alabama quarterback Freddie Kitchens was named the Browns' new head coach. Feldman added that the Tide are losing a great recruiter in Lupoi. He was the primary recruiter for Tua Tagovailoa, Jonah Williams, Raquan Davis, Najee Harris, and much more. ESPN reports that Pete Golding, who's Alabama's co-defensive coordinator, likely to be elevated to the primary coordinator position and play-calling role. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn beat Texas A&M 85-66. South Carolina rallied from 12 points down to defeat Vanderbilt 74-71. And Alabama beat Missouri on the road 70-60. 7:49 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic's here. I've got an accident. Two cars involved are going to be slowing up traffic on the Bayway. Accidents after the Battleship Parkway exit blocking the left lane. And now over a four-mile delay. So if you're coming in from the Eastern Troy, you might want to take the causeway. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc. Home with a $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard. They just lowered their transfer fee to $10. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7. And Saturdays between 9 and 2. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for occasional showers with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. And by the way, too, y'all are killing it here with your transfer portal names out there. A lot of quarterbacks. Our buddy Ben Silverado Fish.
Of course. Ben's the coolest.
You know, I mean, although our buddy Bo says K5 Blazer Dog, another QB name, I think, as well. Those are QB names. That's one of the games we're playing on our text line this morning at 343-0106. You take the name of your first vehicle mm-hmm. and the river you live closest to now, and it's your transfer portal name. And what kind of player do you think you are? You know, some are QB names, some are linebacker names, some are down lineman names.
I appreciate you anointing me as a wide receiver over here.
Well, you got a way wide receiver name, for sure. All right, let's check some headlines, and Captain Bobby joins us in just a second.
Quick hands and quick feet.
That's right.
All right, real quickly, the last news update, I told you about Roadkill Cafe. Mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you that they reopened today at 10:30 a.m. because I failed to add that with my headline. Real quickly, a recall is in effect, and if you drive a Hyundai, this is for you. About 100,000 Sonatas and Santa Fe sport vehicles are being recalled for an inspection of their fuel tube installations. This is for the 2011 through 2014 Sonatas and 2013s through 2014 Santa Fe Sports with engines replaced under two previous recalls. According to the company, this is to inspect and confirm proper reinstallation of the fuel tube to the high-pressure fuel pump. The defect can potentially cause a fire. But Hyundai says that they have not received any reports thus far of any safety incidents or issues in connection with this recall. So Sonata and Santa Fe Sports, both manufactured at Hyundai's Montgomery plant. If you have questions, call 1-800-633-5151. That is the Hyundai Customer Care Center. And if you're planning to pick up your prescription, do it soon, as Walmart has announced they're removing their pharmacies from the drug benefit network operated by CVS Caremark. In a statement, CVS says that Walmart has opted to leave the CVS Caremark pharmacy benefit management commercial and manage Medicaid retail pharmacy network. So that means that if you receive CVS drug benefits through your employer or via Medicaid, you'll no longer be covered for prescriptions which are filled at Walmart. This takes effect May 1st. About 93 million people, you know, they get their drug benefits from CVS. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:54 FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Great selection of hunting gear, and also the gear that Captain Bobby uses to catch those fish. And speaking of gear, just back from a tour through what's new for fishing in 2019. Good morning, Captain Bobby.
Good morning, gang. How are you guys?
We're great. And I put a link up, by the way, y'all can check out on the FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors Facebook page, a little video of some of the things you saw. At what show was this?
It's called the Hicks Brothers Dealer Show, and this is where manufacturers of anything from fishing tackle, which obviously we're doing, to guns, rifles, you know, pistols, long guns, just about everything you can imagine. The dealers, the retailers come in and order their stuff. These are mostly, you know, independent retailers, not the big box stores. You know, these are the people that, the McCoys, for example, that come in and you know, they'll come in and put in the stuff that you want to buy, you know. So we had some really, really, really neat new products that we came out with. And I hadn't even gotten around in the show too much yet, so I filled up my Christmas list just on our booth.
Yeah, do you see any trends that you know, as looking at y'all's booth, but other booths, what, you know, some years there's certain trends when it comes to lure that they're doing more soft plastics, hard baits, something. Is there a trend that's showing up?
Well, for us, you hit the nail on the head. It's baits. I mean, we just came out with 900 new shapes of power baits. It's unbelievable. If you're any, you know, inshore saltwater, offshore saltwater, real heavy bass fishing, a lot of creature baits, a lot of new worms, wacky worms, just all sorts of different shapes and colors. They improve the formula on the power bait, too, to where it releases scent, similar what a gulp does, too, and which is a killer thing to me. I think, I don't care what you're fishing for, you know, if you can appeal more to the, you know, to more of the fish's senses, you got a better chance of catching them. So if he can see, smell it, hear it, and that sort of thing, you got a better chance of catching that fish. So they did a really wonderful job with that. And a whole new line of hard baits and some bucktail jigs, which are kind of cool. That's kind of an oldie but goodie, you know, lure type of lure is a bucktail jig. And they use them a lot in other parts of the country. And we just don't see them a lot down, you know, in our area, especially inshore saltwater fish. I'm pretty excited. They got sizes all the way down from something you use for a trout all the way up to big bucktail jigs that you could put a soft plastic trailer on and jig for amberjack or snapper, you know, just offshore fish. So it's really, really cool line of stuff. Great colors, great shapes, good hooks on them, you know. So it's going to be, they're going to be some good product. Like I said, I'm filling out the Christmas list, and those are on my list, I can tell you.
Yeah, we'll be talking about these more going forward. Just about a minute left here, Captain Bobby. Walk us through, I mean, tough conditions right now, but at least the rivers are coming down some. If somebody had some reason they wanted to get out in that wind this weekend to go try to catch a fish, where do they go?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's the silver lining. You know, we talked about last week how tough it was with the rivers being high, but they are dropping, so we got that to look forward to. River's going to be the deal for trout, man. If you can get in any of the tidal rivers that line both sides of the bay, that's going to be your best bet for trout. Those trout are in there. They're just hard to catch when it gets muddy, but it's going to clear up. So, you know, they're in there. You just got to get in there on the right day and be throwing the right thing, and you can catch them in there. And that's going to be your best bet, like you just mentioned, too, with that wind that's going to blow this weekend. That's probably where you're going to want to be.
All right. Give people a place to go to get a trip booked now for the upcoming spring fishing. How do they do that?
Just hit us on the website, which is ateamfishing.com, and we can get you all fixed up either on the phone or through the little form submission you fill out there.
We'll get you the date you want and get you booked for the spring.
We appreciate it. Get back to finding new lures for me, all right?
You got it, brother. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, we'll do. Captain Bobby Abrascato at the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go in and ask for Dubby or Chip or the whole gang, Stephen. They can hook you up, and Chip can tell you exactly what Captain Bobby's throwing. Just go by and say hi. All right, coming right back, hour number three of Mobile Mornings, talking Senior Bowl, and we'll go through a few more of these transfer portal names from the text line. Y'all are brilliant. These are great.